finished.
Thank you.
much time. You can waste on me. Can't blame you.
That last song you guys just heard was Birds of a Feather by Kind of Like Spitting. For that, we had Hummingbird by Wilco, which came right after Hundreds of Sparrows by Sparkle Horse. And we started off that set with Sweet Sweet by the Smashing Pumpkins. Top of the hour now. Right now it is 1:07 p.m. and you are tuned into WRUV FM Burlington. If you're just tuning in now, or if you tuned in just a little bit ago, this set that you're hearing today, this show, every single song you're hearing has a bit of a theme. We're doing all bird-related songs. You might be wondering, the first song we played, Sweet Sweet by Smashing Pumpkins, if you listen to the lyrics, there wasn't very much mention of birds, but I included that one because while it doesn't necessarily mention birds in the song, it is quite reminiscent of a bird song. The Sweet Sweet, it's actually, it reminded me a lot of a birding mnemonic that's used for a bird that you might be hearing this time of year, the Northern Yellow Warbler. The song of that bird, if you listen out for it, it sounds like the bird is saying, sweet, 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 a little more sweet. I'm going to actually try and see if I could play you guys that sound. Let's see. Sweet, 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 a little more sweet. So, hearing Billy Corgan go, sweet, 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 yeah, I had to include it. Alrighty, just want to say I'm having a lot of fun in the booth right now. Thank you to everybody who is tuning in. Shout out to the folks on Utterby Road at home on Long Island. You guys tuning in and messaging me means so much. Alright, we're going to get back in the music. We have a lot more to get through. So, starting off this next set, we have Lucifer Hummingbird by The Flaming Lips off of a compilation album series called For the Birds by the Birdsong Project. So if you tune into this, I think you can find it on Spotify. Every single song is bird related. This is actually the only song I'm using from that, which is a little bit stupid of me, but also on there you'll get some really weird really weird for an album, but every once in a while there will be some spoken word. I remember tuning in and hearing a spoken word poem by Robert Pattinson. So if that's up your alley, give it a listen. But yeah, right now, no spoken word from Robert Pattinson, but we're going to do Lucifer Hummingbird by The Flaming Lips. Stay tuned, guys.
don't expect this smile, and I don't check being round. I am an only child, and I know you won't be mine. It's gotta be in shape with this horrible thing called love. I told you of the broken stars when you were headed for what you want. Yeah.
That song you guys just heard was Bluebird by Beach House. Right before that, we had Mission Accomplished, parentheses, Kingfisher by Broken Social Scene, off their new album, Remember the Humans. For that, we had American Eagle by Jared Mattson, featuring Unknown Mortal Orchestra, apparently. A couple of features on there. And right before that, we had See, Swallow Me by Cocteau Twins. Might not be obvious how that one's bird-related, but hey, swallows are birds. And I saw a bunch of them by the sea just the other day. Barn swallows, tree swallows. So yeah, I'm counting it. See, Swallow Me. That's a bird song today. And we start off that set with Lucifer Hummingbird by The Flaming Lips. Right now, we're going to have a message from our DJs here at WRUV. Between classes, assignments, and way too many hours staring at screens, it's easy to forget one simple thing that can make a big difference in how you feel. Sunlight. Getting just a little natural light each day, about 10 to 30 minutes, can boost your mood, support your immune system, and help regulate your sleep schedule. It's one of the easiest ways to keep your energy up, especially during long study days or when the semester gets stressful. So take a moment today to step outside, walk to class the long way, eat lunch outdoors, or just pause for a quick breather in the sun. Your body and brain will thank you. Remember to take care of yourself one sunny step at a time. This message is brought to you by your sun-loving DJs at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Might not be having any classes today, but even still, all the stresses that can come out of an even unstressful time of your life, like summertime for us students, it's good to still get some sun. I've been appreciating it. It's great to have a class where I can be outdoors all day, like my field ornithology class. All right, I think we're going to get right back into the music now. Actually, this next song was a request from a listener. We got Gild the Lily by Billy Strings. So, hope you guys enjoy.
I only knew. open world could whip a whisper any given day, just to see if there was anyone to listen. Say the April rain will fall to resurrect the flowers of May. You can't know who you love until you miss them. It must be nice.
Anxiously waiting to become who you are. is not to say we are not the way we used to be.
Guys just heard "And Your Bird Can Sing" by the Beatles. For that, we had "Demon in Me" by Lily Seabird, which came right after. Right before that, we had "A Good Flying Bird" by Guided by Voices. Apologies, it did not show up in the Spinatron. For that, we had "Demon in Me" by Lily Seabird, and we started off that set with "Gild the Lily" by Billy Strings. Yeah, I'm, like, very shocked to find out that "And Your Bird Can Sing" actually never charted on American charts. Apparently, it was, like, a release issue, but that means that I was able to play one of my favorite bird-related songs today, which is fantastic. What a great song. Also, want to say, we had "A Good Flying Bird" by Guided by Voices. Been loving Guided by Voices recently. It is crazy how much they can do in 30 seconds, or with that song, it was 1 minute. I've heard people say it's like they just take all of the little bits that you want in like a pop sort of like noisy kind of thing, and they just give it to you, and like they give it to you once, you know, and a lot of times it leaves you wanting more. But I think that's kind of the beauty of it. One more mention, we had "Demon in Me" by Lily Seabird. No mentions of birds in that one, but Lily Seabird, local here from Burlington, with the Seabird in her name, had to include it. That song is relatively new. Came out, I think, just under 3 months ago. I'm hoping that she has a new project coming soon. I only recently got into her, but her stuff is great. But getting into the next set, we're getting towards the end of the show, actually. We got a song from a band that is, I'd say, the opposite of Guided by Voices. I had a slight discussion slash argument with a friend of mine during my birding class about this very topic, actually. Guided by voices versus fish. How guided by voices, in my opinion, they're like, snap, we're done, throw it all in your face. But fish, they love to let things linger, which is kind of the beauty of them getting into the jam and stuff like that. But this next song, it's a request from Utterby Road at Home. Shout out, Utterby. Love that you guys are listening. But I'm going to be playing you guys Birds of a Feather by Fish. This is not going to be an extended version. Unfortunately, we do not have enough time for that during this show today. But got ourselves the version off of The Story of the Ghost. So hope you guys enjoy.
It's easy sometimes when you just coast along. But like it or not, something always seems to go wrong. Sometimes people build you up just so they can knock you down. Sometimes they will have you there 'cause they need someone around. Perhaps you'll receive invitations for tea. Or perhaps you will laugh and you'll make them all smile. Or maybe you'll join them 'cause it had to be. Perhaps you'll forget that you forgot for a while.
Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather.
Whippets, they dance in a curlicue dance. A pulse isn't ringing, a campfire chants of ritual drumming. Although at first glance you thought you could run, but you won't take a chance. It's not an experience if they can't bring someone along. Hang on emotions, they bottle inside. They peck at the ground and they strut out of stride.
Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather.
Rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds. I don't care for walking downtown, crazy auto car gonna mow me down. Look at all the people like cows in a herd. Well, I like birds.
That last song you guys just heard was Starlings of the Slipstream by Pavement, one of my favorites. Right before that, we had a classic birders song. If you're a birder or have been in any birding class, you have heard this one probably at least 5 times. But we had I Like Birds by Eels, great song. And we started off that set with Birds of a Feather by Phish. Right now, we're actually getting to the end of this show. It's been a pleasure, guys, showing you guys all of these different bird songs. Real quick, I want to run you guys through some of the amazing birds I've seen within the last week. One of the highlights, we saw a yellow-crowned night heron, actually a pair of them, who were building a nest on Plum Island in Massachusetts. Mean-looking bird, gotta say, but beautiful, beautiful yellow crown. Saw some amazing warblers. I mentioned before the cerulean warbler, but also saw blackpoll warblers, blackburnian warblers, as well as a Wilson's warbler. And the real highlight for me, on, I think it was 2 days ago, during the nighttime, got to a beautiful evening in Salisbury. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sunset. And our group decided to go out and look for eastern whippoorwills, which from the beginning of my birding class, we all went around and said, what bird would we possibly want to see? I had said that I would be okay just hearing one. It's a beautiful, beautiful song they have. Well, I'm not sure. Some might say beautiful. I'd say beautiful. They sound really interesting. They're super interesting looking. But we were actually able to get out and spot one during the night. Everybody, you listen out for this bird. You go to the tree that you think it's in. Everybody gathers around, stays silent. And then whoever's in the front, they grab a flashlight and they shine it. And you have to quickly look to see if you can catch the bird before it flies away. It was honestly magical. Unforgettable experience. Probably my favorite birding experience I've ever had. But inspired for that, for our one last song today, we have Whippoorwill by Magnolia Electric Company. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is the last you'll hear from me, but be hearing again from me next week, same time, 12 to 2 on Saturdays. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Whippoorwill by Magnolia Electric Company. Thank you, guys.
Got my window open in the Southern Cross Hotel. It's been my longest night, I can tell. By the way, I'm not surprised to see the desert cover over Paris. I've made more mistakes than I had just tonight. So all of you folks in heaven, not too busy ringing the bells. Some of us down here ain't doing very well. Some of us with our windows open in the Southern Cross Hotel. Sing that song again. the one you were singing at the very fall of man. It ain't hallelujah, but it might as well have been. Sing it, brother, one more time. Sing it, brother, one more time. Sing it, sister, one more time. Sing it, sister, one more time. Once for everybody who God left behind. Whippoorwill, oh, whippoorwill, whippoorwill.